Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a legend, a troubled soul, a jazz architect, and a brilliant alto saxophonist, that was Art Pepper with the 1953 tune Chili Pepper off his Savoy Session LP. And with that, we begin a whole hour of looking into the life and music of Art Pepper. From the beautiful land of Gardena, California. He was born back in 1925, and his first instrument was the clarinet. He started on that at the age of 9, and by 15, he was performing in Lee Young's band at the Club Alabama on Central Avenue, and that would be the quintessential home of jazz in the pre-war Los Angeles. From there, he would get his real mojo going with the Stan Kenton Band and touring the United States. He gained a considerable amount of fame from this gig, but things would soon change. He was drafted in 1943, serving as an MP in London, and that led him to perform with some big jazz British bands. He returned to the States and hooked back up with Stan Kenton, continuing to tour and record. And it was in 1952 that he placed second to Charlie Parker in the Downbeat Jazz Poll. So prior to this distinction in 1951, Art left the Stan Kenton group to form his own group and would record with Shorty Rogers and many others. That would only be the beginning of a magical, tragic ride that would eventually redeem itself. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that gave the world Charlie Bird Parker and digs the cool of Art Pepper, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to delve into the great world of Art Pepper. Here's another from 1953, and this is the cut Time Time as we move down that art road.
Oliver Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball. Thank you.
was the 1956 tune Pepper Returns off the Mosaic Select series of Art Music. So from the very beginning, Art's playing combined a tender delicacy of tone with the purity of narrative line. He had a very unique gift of storytelling that was always full of that swing. He was one of the few alto players to resist the style and tone of Charlie Parker, and that made him stand out. He had a signature sound that was all Art, but the temptations of life came to him in a very hard way, much like Charlie Parker. The lure of drugs proved to be a hard row for Art, but he was a survivor of a bad childhood, and that was an alcoholic, neglectful mother and a very alcoholic and violent father. But he eventually succumbed to those same familial demons, but he would later get rid of them. And in spite of his huge talent on the horn, that was going to be the subtext of his career that we're going to continue to look into. Again, from 1956, here's the tune Funny Blues off that action-packed Mosaic Select disc set as we move on forward on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hey, gang, this is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was Art with the Yardbird Suite. So Art lived for quite a while in the hills of Echo Park in L.A., and that led him to becoming a heroin addict in the 40s. It was around him. And that inevitably curbed this soaring career that he was in the midst of. He had drug-related prison sentences from 1954 to 56, 1960 to 61, 61 to 64, and 64 to 65. It almost sounds like we're talking about a collection of albums that he made, but they were bad stints. The final two sentences were served at San Quentin. And during those San Quentin years, he played in an ensemble with saxophonist Frank Morgan. He always kept the music close to his heart. So let's sink our jazz minds into Pepper Steak, circa 1956 next, as we roll on in this look into the life and sounds of the great Art Pepper.
Carter with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Have a good day.
Joined by Sonny Red in 1957. That was Art with the tune Deep Purple off his LP Two Altos. Along with the prison sentencing, he went through a long series of hospitalizations for violations of drug laws. And it was in the late 1960s that Art also spent some quality time in drug rehab groups. So one of the byproducts of all of this drug action that Art was a part of, he became a petty thief, then a real thief, and then he became a robber. But at the end of the day, he prided himself on being a stand-up guy or a good criminal. His autobiography was written by his third wife, Lori Pepper, in 1980, and it was called The Straight Life, and it's done very well. With the 1956 tune Cool Bunny, this comes from the Mosaic Select as we start dialing down this hour of art together, baby. Thank you.
Tobaccan speaking. Please pay attention to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino. Very important for you to check out his stuff and keep on swinging.
That was Art with the tune Long Ago and Far Away. After the release of this 1980 book called Straight Life, Art's career was being revived. With Lori's help, he spent the last years of his life trying to make up for all of that lost time. He was making each performance a life-or-death occasion, touring worldwide with his bands, and recording over 100 albums, writing songs, winning polls, respect, and adulation. There was a lot of redemption going on at that time. And with the tune, Straight Life, here's Art in 1957, next on the show, with the LP, Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section, and he always did that. So our final Art cut on this hour of looking into the very colorful existence of Art is from the live Saturday night at the Village Vanguard circa 1979 with the tune For Freddy. So Art Pepper died on June 15, 1982 of a cerebral hemorrhage. but that spirit still shines on. His albums are always selling, and Lori Pepper is working on a movie version of that book, Straight Life, and that is assuredly going to keep Art's vibe alive. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions and looking into the life of Art. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cool cat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard, well, reach out. Let us know what you think. We are always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Jazz. You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.